Parshas Shoftim, we read about the mitzvah of mini melech. Shom tosim alecha melech, asher yivcha asher melkecha, bo mikerev achecha tosim alecha melech, lo sucha lo seis alecha ish nochri, ashlo achicha hu. So I heard from the Rav that the primary job and responsibility of the king is to unite the people. And the Rambam says that in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the midst of Kufayin Gimel, Hu sitzivanu limnos aleinu melech, v'ikabitz kol umosenu v'anhigenu. There's a mitzvah to appoint a king, and he should bring together our entire nation and lead them. And therefore, the mitzvah hakel, which is a mitzvah to bring all the people together on the once in 7 years, after Sukkos, it says, the one who reads the Sefer Torah is the Melech. And that's because, again, that's consistent with the responsibility of the king to bring the people together and to unite the people. And the Rambam, when he speaks about the prohibition by king, lo yabel lo noshim v'lo yosu levavo, so the Rambam, Perikim of Hilchas Melachim, Melachim Vav, says, al hasoras libo hikpida Torah, shenema lo yosu v'lo yosu levavo, shelibu hu leiv kol kahal Yisrael, lefikha dofko hakosav b'Torah, yesem isha ha'am, shenema kol yimei chayov, that his heart is the heart of the entire nation because he's the unifying element within the people. And that's why there's a special responsibility on him to study Torah. Torah is the unifying element of the Jewish people. And that's what the Rambam emphasizes. Shelibo lo leiv kol kal yisrael. Ad kan divrei Rav. So I wanted to add, based on what the Rav said, we understand why by the Melech he has to be appointed mikerev achecha, from amongst your brethren. And the Rambam requires that the king cannot be from Gerim, neither from his father or his mother's side, because since the role of the king is the unifying element, he has to be from amongst the people. And be concerned about all the different strata within the Jewish society. And that's why there's a special mitzvah on the king to be humble. Levilta yorim levavo me'achav. Again, because libo lev kol kahal, Yisrael. And that may be why there's a special relationship between Malchus Beis David and Yushalayim, which is called Ir David, and the Mikdash, because, and we know that there's a locha en yeshiva ba'azorah el malchus beis David bilvad, that no one is allowed to sit in the azorah except for the king, for malchus beis David, because Yushalayim and the Mikdash, they represent the unity of Klal Yisrael. Yushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. And the Ramban, at the end of Maseches Tainis, says that the Mikdash is Kenufya D'chal Yisrael. It represents the totality of Klal Yisrael, irrespective of how many people are there. And that's why the Ramban says there's a special mitzvah blowing chatzotzos in Mikdash, because Mikdash is Kenufya D'chal Yisrael. So according to this, I thought we also understand why it is that the one who gets Malchus is Yehuda. Yaakov gives Malchus to Yehuda, lo Yosef saved me Yehuda, even though initially it's clear that he meant to give Malchus to Yosef. And the Ksonis Pasim, according to the Ramban and Chumash, was the garments of the kings of their time. So why is it that Yaakov gives Malchus to Yehuda and not to Yosef? So the answer is, based on what the Rav said, maybe, because the role of the king is to bring the people together. And Yosef was the one, because of the machloikas with Yosef, that split Klai Yisrael, and it led tragically to Shibud Mitzrayim. And it was Yehuda who saved Yosef, who brought all the brothers back together. And therefore Yehuda is the one who the brothers looked up to, who demonstrates this critical component of Malchus, of uniting the people.